This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
I did the math, Big O. Despite the off-the-field bullcrap, statistically, Watson dwarfs Lamar in every way. Yeah, I know. But Watson is a better passer than Lamar Jackson. Watson's problem was off the field, not on the field. Remember that. That's the difference. With the Deshaun Watson stuff was all off the field. You know, nobody questions Deshaun Watson as a quarterback. Okay? Maybe the time off, and he didn't look good last year, and now he's got another offseason to sit on. That might take him out of his rhythm, you know. But the difference is that when you look at Lamar Jackson and you look at Deshaun Watson is a true quarterback. He's a real quarterback. Forget about the scummy stuff that we know off the field, okay? Whether it's true or not or whatever, it's disturbing, it's whatever. But I'm just talking about the athlete, the quarterback, the player. And that's the difference right there, my man. And that's why you can't compare the two passers. Deshaun Watson is a pure passer. He's a real pocket passer. He runs because he has no choice. Lamar Jackson has to run in order to be an effective quarterback. His passing game complements his running game. Without the running game, Lamar Jackson cannot be a quarterback in the NFL. And that's the part that I think we have a lot of people that they seem to not understand. And you know, when you have all these idiots on television or writers or any of these morons in the media, and they're saying, oh, I can't believe teams aren't lined up for him. Well, they're not going to line up for him. Because if you sign Lamar, you have to change everything on your offense. So there's only going to be a couple of teams that might be willing to do it. There's only going to be a couple of head coaches that might be willing to do it. And you're only going to find a couple of offensive coordinators that might be willing to do it. It's now, if you take away the off-the-field concerns from Deshaun Watson, every NFL team that needs a quarterback goes after Deshaun Watson because he's a real quarterback. He's actually a pocket passer. And that's the difference. And that's the part that people don't understand. You know, and when you have some of these arguments with people that are so pro Lamar Jackson, especially down here, since he's from here, they get blinded because he's the hometown kid. Right? But all you got to do is say what I just said earlier in this whole thing. One guy can make a living completely from the pocket, and the other one cannot. So don't tell me that you're actually a pure quarterback when you can't make a living from the pocket. Because that's what I need my quarterback to do. Sure, does it help that you can run when you have to and you have no choice? Awesome. But if it's by design all the time, I want no part of it because I know where it ends up. Injured. You're done. They broke down Cam Newton. Lamar Jackson's half his size. And Cam Newton is built like a house. That's the difference, man. And that's where people just kind of get hung up with all this crap. Get too emotional about it.